ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
నిత్యం భగవత సేవయాగవతి
ఉత్తమ
శ్లోకే
భక్తిర్భవతి
నైష్టికీ.
So this morning, of course, we're going to be reading the Bhagavad Gita in commemoration of the day in which Lord Krishna, 5,000 years ago now, spoke this Bhagavad Gita. So I thought, although we're going to read the Bhagavad Gita, it's appropriate that we chant also, that we chanted those two prayers which we usually chant before reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the mode of reading Srimad Bhagavatam and reading Bhagavad Gita is none different. In fact, they're both given by Srila Vyasadeva. The Bhagavad Gita is the basic knowledge. Prabhupada would sometimes refer to it as the ABC of spiritual knowledge. Whereas Srimad Bhagavatam is graduate study. However, although Bhagavad Gita is the ABC, it contains the absolute truth. It's the word spoken directly by Lord Krishna himself. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna's own words. Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken about Krishna, in relationship to Krishna. Srila Vyasadeva included the Bhagavad Gita within the Mahabharata. Mahabharata is the fifth Veda. It is the fifth Veda specifically meant for the lower class, lower caste people. The Vedas are meant to be recited by brahmanas. But Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sriyo Vaishas Tatha Sudra Seti Yanti Paramviti. That even you be of low birth, like women Vaishya Sudra. In other words, in this age, all of us, we're all not very qualified by birth, but we can all achieve the supreme destination by understanding the message of Bhagavad Gita. Even Shankara Acharya himself, although he is preaching the impersonal philosophy, he also glorified the Bhagavad Gita and said that by drinking Ganges water, a few drops of Ganges water, and hearing or reciting Bhagavad Gita, one can get perfection in life. The Bhagavad Gita was commented on by the Acharyas. Ramanuja Acharya has commentary on Bhagavad Gita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu often quoted Bhagavad Gita, and Srila Prabhupada regularly, endlessly quoted Bhagavad Gita for us. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati as a young child, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had Bhaktisiddhanta as a child memorize the whole Bhagavad Gita. He could recite the whole Bhagavad Gita and he could explain also. So Bhagavad Gita is very significant text for us. We want to we're taking advantage today to read the whole Bhagavad Gita. What should be our mode? Our mode should be that of, just as when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, submissive oral reception. We want to hear the message of Bhagavad Gita. Hear it in the proper manner, attentively, submissively, not challengingly, and not apathetically, but try to appreciate the message of Bhagavad Gita as Lord Krishna spoke it 5,000 years ago. for the benefit of Arjuna, but meant for the benefit of all of us in this age. We can all benefit by hearing Bhagavad Gita. 700 slokas describing the process of yoga, culminating in devotion and surrender to the Supreme Lord Krishna. So, there are so many different commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. The success of the Bhagavad Gita is when one is awakened to take up devotional service. We don't just simply want to parrot the Bhagavad Gita. You may train a parrot to recite things, to memorize things. So the parrot may memorize so many, may be able to recite things, but if it does not have any devotion, then it is simply useless labor. Dharma sunushtita pumsa vishvakshena tatastuya nodparayad yadiritim shrama evahi kevala. Duties executed by all men are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the Supreme Lord. So this is the purpose of our reciting Bhagavad Gita today. We hope that we will develop more attraction for the Lord. The words of Bhagavad Gita are all the words spoken directly by Krishna himself. So they have great potency. Srila Prabhupada certainly expected us to be familiar and to be able to quote Bhagavad Gita. And certainly, he himself would sometimes recite. There are some recordings you can hear Prabhupada chanting chapters of Bhagavad Gita. So what we're doing this morning is certainly approved by Srila Prabhupada. So I hope we can all take advantage and chant this Bhagavad Gita nicely. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We need all our time to finish the 18 chapters this morning. So, I'm not going to prolong anymore. Who's going to chant the first chapter for us? Yes, Prabhu? Okay. Thank you.